County today here at the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention on the trade show floor at the Corteva booth with Chad Cummings. Chad, thanks for being with us. And you've been working on a brand new product that's just been okayed by federal government, EPA, DuraCor. Tell me about DuraCor.
So DuraCor herbicide actually represents a brand new product from Corteva Agriscience. It's a combination of a couple of different actives, including Rinskor active, which is a brand new herbicide to the range of pasture market. We haven't had a new herbicide in the range of pasture market in about 15 years. So this is exciting stuff for us.
Now, tell me a little bit about, you know, give me a little bit of a background of how we got to this point of getting it okay by EPA.
You bet. So the process generally takes about 18 months. So we submitted DuraCor herbicide for registration last year. And, of course, they came through with that registration about the end of 2019, and we are currently in the process of getting state registrations. Oklahoma and Texas are successful, and so we've already got it registered here in our states.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what this particular product will do for our ranchers as they look at weed problems on their rangeland. What's DuraCor's advantage?
So DuraCor actually provides a couple of different advantages. First and foremost, this formulation does not contain 2,4-D. So in the state of Texas, where we have 2,4-D restrictions, and in the southwest part of Oklahoma, 2,4-D restrictions are a very big concern for some of our producers. And in Texas, that actually requires a restricted use permit to be able to use. So we really have a better formulation in that regard. In addition, we also have over 140 weed species and brush on the label, and so it expands our impact within our rangelands, and it's very easy to mix with liquid fertilizer and also into our dry fertilizer formulations as well.
Tell me a little bit about how you foresee a rancher actually then utilizing, working DuraCor into their management plan.
You bet. So one of our current standards in the marketplace right now is Grazon Next HL herbicide. Many of the times and places that you would use Grazon Next, DuraCor will be the better, more advanced solution. Number one, for the lack of 2,4-D in that formulation of DuraCor, and also for the mixing and handling characteristics that we have with that product.
So for that producer, what's he going to see as far as what sort of results if he's got, say, several weeds in that particular field that he wants to try it out on? What's he going to see?
So we're going to see very similar activity from DuraCor that you would see with a Grazon Next or another auxin-type herbicide. The neat thing about it is that DuraCor actually adds control of several key species that we currently don't have great solutions for with Grazon Next, the carrot family being one of those, and marsh elder, which anybody in the southern part of Oklahoma or north or east Texas knows annual marsh elder is a big problem. And we normally have had to have other products in the tank to help us get that. DuraCor is going to get that a standalone herbicide.
So for that producer interested in using, local retailers, your crop consultants all will be having ability to help them link up and get that DuraCor into the mix.
Absolutely, yeah. DuraCor is going to be a very available herbicide across the south and southeast U.S. So anywhere where you would have normally bought a Grazon Next, you should be able to get DuraCor there as well.
And it is going to be available right now in the spring season of 2020.
Absolutely. We actually have DuraCor herbicide going out the door right now. It should be hitting the retail stores very soon.
Thanks, Chad. Chad Cummings with Corteva Agriscience talking about the new herbicide they have available for pasture and ranges, DuraCor. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.